Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, finally come down to form one new man, one new humanity. You getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion? We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Well, my guest, his name is James Gall. And James has had more supernatural encounters, visits to heaven, angelic visitations, miracles, healing. I mean, all the gifts of the Spirit. But there's a reason. He is grounded in the Word of God. And his heart's desire is because he knows there's such an in fact, God told you what is about ready to happen supernaturally on planet Earth. Tell me the good that you see.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Sid. You know, one of the there's lots of things, but one of the things right now is that the Holy Spirit has spoke so clear to me is that the door of the harvest is open. And one of the, I was in a service in a church, and the door to the church, the door to the church literally blows open. A wind comes through the door, and I look at this, and I go, Lord, what is this? What are you saying? And he speaks to me, he says, the door to the harvest has now been opened. And then just as a little way of like confirming that, then I was at another church, and I'm ministering, the Holy Spirit says to me, I want you to like lay hands upon all the people that Sunday morning that are of a different background, different ethnic color background. And I'm going like, well, God, this is kind of like, this isn't going to take very long because I was in a church and in another state, and it was kind of like a middle-class white church. I'm going, well, that assignment won't take long. Well, it ended up that Sunday morning. I guess the Holy Spirit sent out a memo, and a bunch of people came that were from many different backgrounds. And so there had been a man from Nigeria and someone from Ethiopia and some from Bosnia and different places. And there was this little brown couple. And so I'm just doing what the Holy Spirit said. So I laid my hands upon them, and I'm just blessing people. I then turned around, I twirled in the Spirit, and I pronounced over this couple. I said, by the way, there's only one God. His name is Jesus. He is the holy man of God. And he wants you to know that he loves you. They raise their hands. They throw their hands in the air. And they say, we want this Jesus. Holy Spirit fell on them. They got saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit in that one moment. And this is only one story. I have a bunch of stories. The background to this, the door of the harvest is open. And I want you out there right now, I want you believing for your loved ones. I want you believing for backslidden people. I want you believing for all your relatives to have visitations, to get saved, to be saved, and their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So the background is that this little couple, little that I know, they were from India, and they were Hindus, and they had never, ever attended a church service in their lifetime. So they come that week, they met a believer from this particular church. They tell them, we want to meet the holy man. We want to meet your most holy man. So this person says, hey, come to church here at this church. Come on Sunday morning, and you'll meet our most holy man. Well, I didn't have a clue that this was going on. If I'd known that, I probably would have fasted for 48 hours. I might even shown up in a white robe or something, okay? I don't know. Anyway, so they come to meet the holy man. I'm up there. And see what I prophesied? I laid my hands on these guys. I didn't know that they weren't even believers. I didn't know they'd never attended church. I laid my hands on them, and I said, by the way, there's only one God, because, see, Hindus worship many gods. I said, there's only one God. Jesus is his name. He's the most holy man. And that day, they met the most holy man. And his name is Jesus. Right now, wherever you're listening, you can meet the most holy man. And I'm just going to exercise faith with you for visitations of whole families, because the door of the harvest is open. So I just speak right now. I pray according to the book of Luke and the book of Matthew. We pray to the Lord of the harvest that he sends forth laborers. I want you to name your family members, your neighbors, and the people you work with to the Lord right now. And we just say, the word of the Lord goes forth, and laborers are being released right now. And we just declare that hearts of stone are being turned into hearts of flesh. Why? Because God loves, and God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever would believe in Jesus will be saved. And so we speak, the door of the harvest is open. That's only one of the things that I see. And I believe,
what do you see from the viewpoint of the miraculous?
Oh, there's increase. There's huge increase. I had the voice of the Lord come to me in December in my bedroom. I'm not talking in my heart. I'm talking about the external audible voice of the Lord. It came to me and he said, the seeds that the seers and the prophets planted in a younger generation decades ago have now come into fruition. Therefore, there will be now an increase of the word of knowledge, and the gifts of the Spirit will be on the increase, creating an atmosphere of the fear of the Lord and signs and wonders. And so I'm seeing this already myself. I'm seeing it in the lives of others, and that is where we're at right now. It's another outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and it's going to be growing, 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 and increasing in Jesus' name.
Help me out. You shared on yesterday's broadcast about 9 straight weeks of angelic visitations. By the way, how does an angel look? Does it have wings? How does the angel normally look to you during those 9 straight weeks?
You know, that's fascinating because I've had many different angelic visitations. Some angels do appear, like in the book of Isaiah, with wings. And in Isaiah, the seraphim, they have like a hand that comes out from under the wings. I've seen angels like that. But also the book of Hebrews says that be careful how you entertain strangers, because you could entertain angels unaware. Now, in this package, they're going to get this amazing, inspirational new message on angels aware that I'm going to be teaching and praying prayers of impartation. So this is just awesome.
Have you found that when you pray prayers of impartation, people report back to you, they start having, they touch or they feel or they see angels?
Oh, absolutely. There's definitely, and you see, what you have experienced, you have the authority to give away. When you've gotten healed of something, you have faith to release healing to others. When you're forgiven, you have faith to help other people get cleansed. When you've been delivered, you have faith to release deliverance to others. When you've had angelic visitations, that realm is so real to you that you have authority to give away what you have received.
Okay, you had the 9 straight weeks of angelic visitations. Pull out one experience during that time, just one.
Yeah, okay, well, one of the nights, there were fireballs. Okay, I know it sounds a little crazy, but it's true.
Fireballs. Sounds wonderful to me. Go ahead.
It does, doesn't it? 29 of them circulating around in the ceiling of the bedroom, and they were just soaring around, and we would pray and we would say, crash upon us. Hit us with the fire of your presence, and then this fireball would come down, hit us on the body, and then it was just like we would be sanctified, or just the fire of cleansing or the fire of healing, the fire of empowering would hit us. And we would just say, send another one. And it's like crash in upon us. And it might be like give us like more of the fire of his love. And then another would say, come on, Lord, we want more. So right now, where you're at right now, I just speak, you can have more. You can have more. The depth of your hunger is the length of your reach to God. So I just speak forth fire on you right now. The fire of his love, the fire of his power, the fire of his presence, the fire of the angelic host. And we just speak upon you right now. Boy, I tell you, this is happening right now. I can sense it in my own body. I can sense it in my heart. I can just sense it in the very room I'm speaking from right now. the fire of the Holy Spirit, the fire of angelic activity. Why do I say fire and angels? Because in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 14, it says, aren't the angels ministering spirits flames of fire?
Right.
Sent to minister unto those who inherit salvation. So I just speak forth fire, even as we had the fire and just this increase in fire on the day of Pentecost, something like tongues of fire that rested upon their heads. So this is all totally biblical. So I just speak forth right now and fire upon all these people who are listening right now. And they're just going to have increased visitations, increased angelic activity, increased healings. There's a fire right now that's going to burn in someone's intestines. It's going to burn colitis and burn Crohn's disease. And that's just a word of knowledge, but I see that right now. And fire is going into people's hearts right now. And someone's getting healed of a heart murmur right now. And the finger of God, the Holy Spirit, is going in with someone who has a hole in their heart, and it's touching them right now. And so just even as we were experiencing these balls of fire, I just, hey, come on, it's going to be great balls of fire, okay? So let more of the fire of God's holy presence be released. And as we even experience 9 straight weeks of angelic visitations, I just release upon you right now visitations from heaven, because Jesus taught us to pray, kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
James, our time has slipped away, but the devil wants you to be ignorant of the spiritual gifts. This is God's moment for you, and I want to get the most solid, together teaching possible. It's all biblically based. It's not experiential. Jim can talk forever on experiences, but it will cause those experiences to happen in your life. And that's what you want. God wants to use you. So we call this the Living a Supernatural Life Kit. It includes the brand new book, his workbook, and 4 messages on CD, plus a special bonus message on understanding the angelic realm. And when he teaches and then releases a prayer of impartation, people report they start experiencing the angelic. We're making this entire package available for a gift of $49. Call or write today. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org to hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural. Visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Call 1-800-447-2697 or log on to our website to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter or materials catalog. I really want to mentor you monthly to walk in the supernatural of God. Log into our website and get information on how you can join our mentoring clubs by becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.